Buy plants from the local nursery, purchase some fresh fruit from the roadside stand next to the local orchard or berry bushes, purchase new turf for your lawn, or a freshly cut Christmas tree from a nearby Christmas tree farm. All those fall in the category of horticulture. And every so often, USDA conducts a survey on the horticulture industry and some of its trends.
The Census of Horticultural Studies is actually what we would call a follow-on to the Census of Agriculture. We actually delve deeper into a certain segment of the industry from what we found with the Census of Agriculture. So they are connected, but they are separate survey procedures.
Lance Honig is with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, which conducts both the Census of Agriculture and the Census of Horticulture. The Census of Hort is for 2014, with comparisons to the last such census conducted in 2009. So what are some of the facts from the Census of Horticulture? Let's start with how the hort industry is growing, both in number of operations.
23,221 operations engaged in horticultural activity. That's an 8% increase over the previous Census of Hort.
And sales, up 18% from the 2009 census.
Overall for 2014, total horticultural sales totaled $13.8 billion.
Now, in terms of how hort operations are broken down by category,
in terms of number of operations, the three leading categories that we'll find, number one, nursery stock. Second category is your annual bedding and garden plants, and then cut Christmas trees. Actually rounds out the top three.
So what type of horticultural products might you be buying most?
When you look at top sales by type, your number one and your number two, it's your nursery stock on the top, annual bedding and garden plants, but then number three comes in with your sod sprigs or plugs.
The Census of Horticulture finds that production centered around 10 states, which accounted for 65% of all U.S. hort sales in 2014.
You've got Florida, California, and Pennsylvania with the largest number of these horticulture operations.
While for sales, California was far and away the top state, followed by Florida and Oregon. What do these hort operations look like from an organizational structure?
What we found is that about 52% of the operations are what we would call family or individual owned. It's a 9% increase over what we saw back in 2009.
Honig adds that just under 16% of these operators are what would be defined as corporately owned and experienced a 16% increase from the last census of hort in 2009. However,
even though the largest portion come from these family and individually owned operations, by far the largest portion of the sales come from the corporations.
With corporately owned operations accounting for 76% or $10.5 billion of total horticultural sales last year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.